It's Thursday, the 28th of November, as Mrs. Blackbird just chases an intruding female at my feet. It's a beautiful morning. It really is. Oh, it's cold, but it's dry and it's extremely calm. Bright skies in the south. And to look above, well, mainly blue sky, but with those, well, I don't know what you call those clouds, high altitude, light, fluffy, and they're travelling very slowly, from here anyway, due south, but I guess at that altitude, they're probably trying to get 100 mile an hour. And there's a beautiful crescent moon up to the, I'd say the south-southwest sky. But was it the aircraft guys got it at about 2 o'clock? It's beautiful. I can never remember. The crescent's to the left. You know, I'm sure I heard someone talk about that the other day. I'm sure it was Rick, all one word. What was what, beginning and ending. So if the crescent's to the left, is that first quarter or last quarter? I don't know. If I look close enough, stare at it, I can actually make out the outline of the dark side. That's 2 mornings we've had the dark side. It is a gorgeous morning. Seems incredibly peaceful for, you know, the normal hum, thrum, buzz of weekdays. Slept well last night again. Although I paid the price of having a pint of real ale about 6 o'clock in the evening down in platform 3 in Linlithgow. And I remember the last dream that I had just before I woke up. I wouldn't say it was strange because all my dreams are strange. Well, I think all of our dreams are strange, aren't they? Everyone. It's not unique. But I was reversing a car in a confined space and there was a drop at the back. And I went too far. And the back wheel, or one of the back wheels, just went over. And I turned round. And my wife was sitting in the back seat, but so was my dad. And I was shouting to my dad, "Quick, get out and grab the bumper at the back and push." And he was trying to get out of the car. The car suddenly went forward anyway. But the point is, 2 things about that. Well, my dad's no longer with us, but he wouldn't have never been in the back seat. My dad always had to be in the front seat if I was driving. And he was a bloody nuisance. He really was. It put me on edge. Every time he was in the car, he put me on edge. He would tamper with the air vents, open and shut the glove box, say things like, "You need to tidy this car up, sir." He always called me sir. Well, not always, but yeah. You tidy that up, and you're a bit too close to that car in front. And, it was the worst front seat, back seat driver ever, and it always put me in edge. And you know the funny thing was, I would do things wrong simply because it was. He was a fidget. But it was a yeah, it was a damn fidget. So that was strange. My dad being in the back seat and me telling him to get out to push the car, that wouldn't have happened. He'd have said something to me, put the handbrake on you. Put your handbrake on and go out and push it yourself, never fathoming out the fact that someone still had to drive the car. So, here's my dad popping into my dreams again. But why was he in the back seat? He'd never be in the back seat. Sun's still a long way to go to break the roof line, but it's already lighting the beautiful clouds above me. Oh, they're stunningly gorgeous. Shades of grey and white and blush pink. Can't believe we're almost at the end of November. Goodness grief. Still, positive thoughts. Won't be long till the shortest day. And then it'll all start getting brighter again.